Now we're working on a project for the youth. The book of Proverbs. So if you'd like to turn to the book of Proverbs, I'd like you to turn to page 775 in the Bible. All right? Now the reason is this. The book of Proverbs is meant to give the instruction to young people so that they can program and train their minds to know right from wrong, good from evil, and to know the things that will make them successful in life. Now, I've done a series on it, Who Controls Your Mind. I've used the book of Proverbs. And that becomes the question for all young people. When you leave the strict control of your fathers and mothers and you're out on your own a little at a time, and that becomes more and more, you have to make choices about what you're going to do. You have to make choices about who your friends are. You have to make choices about what you say, what you believe, and all of these things. Now, I have not met anyone yet who says, I want to ruin and destroy my life. But a lot of young people do because of the influences of today. The influences of today come in many, many forms. Comes through radio, television, cell phone, CDs, music, which is included in all of those, plus musical concerts. Now, when the age of between 15 and 16 come, the individual begins to think more like an adult because the frontal cortex has been developing. But it's just starting, and it's not completed in its physical form until age 24. And at age 24, then, you are now ready to really begin learning as an adult all the rest of the time. Now, a lot of people don't like to understand this, but look at how many have ruined their lives because of making wrong choices as teenagers, especially those that get involved in drugs, those that get involved in gangs, those that get involved in things that you know, and I know, and you know, just like young people, when they get out from under the control of their parents and get with their friends, they begin to go along with the crowd. And you do things that you know. I did. Every one of us here as adults did. That we know our parents don't approve of. So the key becomes for every youth, how do I run my life and make the right choices? And how can I make my life a success rather than go along with the crowd and my friends? See, when they're taught today, they're taught there's no God. And they're also taught that the Bible is just a book of literature rather than the Word of God. So they're missing two great things. Number one, knowledge of their Creator, and they're running around here trying to live their lives. And number two, that the knowledge of God is available to them, and especially for the youth beginning in the book of Proverbs. Now, Gilibaldo Elizondo is one of those working for our Spanish-speaking brethren. And his father, and they had seven children, okay, in the book of Proverbs. The book of Proverbs, there are 31 chapters. So here's what Elizondo family did. He had them read aloud in his presence. They would take turn reading the verses. One chapter a day, which meant that in a month they would go through the whole book of Proverbs. Now, not one of them have left the church. Not one of them has ruined their lives. And in talking to them, Randy Vild, who's our editor for Church at Home, he talked to one of the daughters. And she said, we read the book of Proverbs every day, all the time. And so what Randy said, now what I would like to do, I would like you to have you read the book of Proverbs. So as I've been going down to Southern California, that's what I've been doing. I just finished it my last time down there. So it's all done. Now Randy is editing it for two forms. One, on a CD. So it can be listened to, can be loaded up on a handheld device, can be played on a computer, can be played on a CD. And he's doing a DVD as well. Not only with the reading, but that the pages will turn. And he's doing it in high definition. Now, we want to set that up with the sermons that I have done on Proverbs, and also the thing, who controls your mind? Now, give you a clue. Ask yourself, do I control my mind? Now, if you have songs ringing through your head all the day because you're listening to music, do you really control your mind? Or does the music? See? Now, the reason that this is so important, so we'll see it here. Okay? Let's come to Proverbs 4 and verse 13. Now, this is important, see? Because the most important thing that anyone can do, child, and the proverb says even a child is known by his doing, whether it is good or whether it is not, whether a child, a youth, or an adult, which is this. How do you behave yourself when no one is around to supervise you? And remember this, when you come into a room all by yourself and shut the door, that's who you are. That's important, okay? Verse 13. So here he's, let's go back to verse 11. I have taught you in the way of wisdom, and that's what everyone wants to do. They want to be wise and educated. Well, there's a way. And if you don't have the Proverbs, you won't be wise. I have led you in right paths. When you go, your steps shall not be hampered. When you run, you shall not stumble. Now, this is important. I don't know how many friends that you may know who've gotten themselves in trouble. With the police, with their parents that are on drugs, they're absolutely obsessed with music. All of these things affect the mind. Now remember, you're at the most important part of programming your mind. This is why the Proverbs is so important. Because if there's one thing you want to program right, it's not your computer. Yeah, get that right. You know, but program your mind to know right and wrong, good and evil. Okay? So it says here, verse 13, keep hold of instruction, do not let go. Keep her, for she is your life. Enter not into the path of the wicked and go not in the way of evil men. Avoid it. Do not go in it. Turn from it and pass on. For they do not sleep except they have done mischief. And their sleep is taken away unless they have caused some to fall. For they eat the bread of wickedness and drink the wine of violence. Now that's when they really give themselves over to the evil. And make themselves evil by practicing evil. See? Because as you think in your heart, so are you. And as you program your mind, that's how you're going to live. Verse 18, but the path of the just is as the shining light and that shines more and more to the perfect day. The way of the wicked is as darkness. Now there's a new movie out, The Rising Night of Darkness. How did that start out? Well, in Aurora, Colorado, it started out pretty bad. Killed 12 people and wounded 58. Okay, isn't that interesting? Darkness. Who's the author of darkness? Satan. Who's the author of light? God. They know not at what they stumble. In other words, their lives are such that they don't know how to live and nothing goes right and they don't know how to make it go right. So my son, this applies to daughters as well, attend to my words, incline your ear to my sayings, let them not depart from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Everyone wants to be healthy. Everyone wants to be smart. Everyone wants to be successful. But the question is, why not? Because they have never been taught the right way. And they have never understood the importance of putting right things in their minds. Verse 23. Now here's the key. If there's any one thing in anybody's life, now this applies to all ages, above all, guard the door of your mind. Now, when you were a child, your parents did that for you. Now, when you're older, you have to do it yourself. So ask yourself, what is my mind on? What do I think about? Who are my friends? What do they do? How do they influence me? What movies do I watch? And who are my idols, so to speak, you see? Who do I try and mimic in my life, whether boy or girl? Guard the door of your mind with diligence. Now, this means you have to be at it all the time. For out of it are the issues of life. Now, when an event happens like it did up in Aurora, they say, well, I wonder what happened. Wonder what led him to do this. And they get reports I heard on the radio coming down on the news. Some of the neighbors say, well, he was a nice all-American boy. But something happened to where he did not choose to do right. And, of course, what he planned with all the ammunition, with all of the armored clothes that he was wearing and the guns that he had and the way that he booby-trapped his apartment, it was planned. So what was it? What was the turning point with him that he let something into his mind that caused him to do it? Now, I don't know. Maybe a year ago would have never come into his mind. We don't know the circumstances. But think about the friends you have. Any of them die in car wrecks? Any of them overdose on drugs? Any of them belong to gangs? They're held captive by gangs? Got to think of that. Okay? That's why it says, above all, guard the door of your mind. You have to be your own mental policeman. Okay? Now, another thing to guard against is emotion. You need to begin training yourself now to not make decisions based upon feelings and emotion. Then you add sex into it. And you have, like in some communities, 75% of the children are born out of wedlock. And how do you think they're going to turn out? See? Now notice what else it says here, verse 23 again. For out of it, that is your mind, are the issues of life that they affect you from now on. So then it continues here. Put away from you a deceitful mouth, and devious lips put far from you. Let your eyes look right on. Let your eyelids look straight before you. Ponder the path of your feet, and all your ways will be established. Do not turn to the right hand or to the left. Remove your foot from evil. So the important thing is, on major issues, remember, don't let anyone pressure you into doing something that is not right. Because they do, you're going to regret it. And there will be things, because it does affect your life. Okay? Now let's come to chapter 1. Let's see something here very interesting as well. This is why we're doing the book of Proverbs for the youth. Because today, they need education in God's way, and they need it in a form that they can have ready, and they need it where they can listen to it. Now, the book of Proverbs is very important from this point of view. While it brings out God and effects of good and evil, it's not dealing in heavy doctrine. Okay? And heavy doctrine would be what people would consider religious. But when you're young, you need to learn how to train your mind to think, and you don't need the heavy doctrine. So this is why God designed it for the youth. Now let's see a couple of interesting things here in the first chapter. And as we do, I want you to think about your life growing up, if you're older than 60. Okay. And those who are not. Okay. I want you to think about the friends you've had growing up. I want you to think about where they are now. What have they done with their lives? How has it turned out? Do you know anyone in prison? Or in youth correction? Or in drug rehab? Or in sex rehab? Think about it. One time, a decision came along they had to make, and they didn't have the tools to make it. So here's what the Proverbs are for. Chapter 1, verse 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction. Do you want to be wise? Don't you want to be smart? Don't you want to understand instruction? To perceive the words of understanding. To receive instruction of wisdom, righteousness, and judgment, and equity. All the things you need to think, to make right decisions, to know right and wrong, to keep yourself from making bad decisions, to give prudence to the simple. Now, who is the simple? The simple are the ones who need their minds programmed. This doesn't mean the simpleton, someone who's mentally deficient. Okay? To give prudence to the simple, knowledge and discretion to the young man, specifically made for young people. A wise man will hear and increase learning. Any man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsel. Now, I'll never forget, I joined the army, and they shipped me down to Fort Ord, right over here near Seaside, California. And, of course, you go through everything you go through. And the first thing they do is they run you into the barber for a haircut. And they always do this. So everybody has their hair at varying lengths and how he wants to wear it. And the barber says, how would you like your haircut? See, you know. And some said, well, a little here. And, you know, don't take too much off the back and so forth. So they go, zoom, 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 zoom. There you go, next. Because all the recruits get the recruit haircut. All right. Then we have a big welcoming assembly. And the general of Fort Ord comes on the stage. And, of course, he's got all of these ribbons and his uniform and his hat. And he's very important and looks very impressive. Okay. He came out and he welcomed us and he said, I want you to remember one thing. Now, at that time, I was 18. Okay. He says, I want you to remember this. A wise man learns from his mistakes. A wiser man learns from the mistakes of others. Did I remember that? Yes, I did. Okay. See? Okay. So that's what Book of Proverbs is for. See? Now continuing, verse 6. To understand a proverb and its interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. Now, the dark sayings are those things which cause men of understanding to learn from the unknown, like a researcher. Now, verse 7. Notice what it says. You want to learn? You want to be wise? You want to understand? Verse 7 tells you right here, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now you have to fear God. Remember, God created everything. I know the other night, Dolores and I were watching the core of the earth, quite a program. You know, and everybody thinks they're so wise and smart and understand so many things. And I know I was looking at that, and they're able through the electrical technical and digital equipment that they have to send probing waves down through the middle of the Earth so they know what it is. And the core of the Earth is almost like a miniature sun captured with everything over the top of it. But it's made of iron and nickel. Now, it's constantly moving and sending out magnetic waves that go clear out beyond the Earth and act as a shield for the Earth. So that when they have solar flares and those things come from outer space toward the Earth, this pushes them aside. Now, here we are walking on the face of the Earth. You know, what do we know? Nothing. After watching that, I thought, who really, really, with all the education that anyone can get, who really, really, really knows anything? See? And yet, between the ages of 16 and 24, you know everything in the world. Isn't that true? And so this is why the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. And the reason is this. Let me ask you this question. Have you ever had someone lie to you directly? Of course. Okay. How'd you feel? Okay. Have you ever had someone betray you by lying? Let me ask the question in reverse. Have you ever had a friend that always told the truth to everyone, including his mother and father, including friends? Huh? No. Now, why do I bring that up? Because that's important. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, because God cannot lie. And God's word is his truth. So if you fear the Lord and know his commandments and won't transgress those commandments, you're going to keep yourself in very good stead. God will bless you. Okay? Fear the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. Now, if you don't believe that, go onto your television set and watch either Nat Geo or CNBC, Nat Geo, they will give you the inner workings of prisons. Now, why are they in prison? Because they didn't fear the Lord, and they despised wisdom and instruction. Okay, I remember our son David. He was driving a Corvette one time, and he was driving from Los Angeles back to Hollister. I think he was about, 19 at the time? You know, what's that? Youth, yes. Yes, okay. Anyway, he wanted to see how fast he could drive. So he got it up, 80, 85, 90, 95, 100. Woo, he's passing everything along the way. 105, 110, 115, he didn't know it. The helicopters were watching him, and the highway patrol cars were going up to the other intersections. Okay. So he was going along and having a ball flying up the road at 135 miles an hour right on Highway 5. And since he didn't see any highway patrol, well, who's going to chase him at 135 miles an hour, see? They knew he had to get gas, so the helicopters were watching. So when he pulled over to get gas, guess what? Zoom! They all came in. Frisked him, put him on the ground, half handcuffed him, and took him off to jail. He had to do 18 months of highway cleanup, plus a hefty fine. Okay, so you see, when you despise wisdom and instruction and you go your way, now I've done things. There's another story of another man I know. He must have been about, 8 or 10 at the time. And there was a gas can here with the top off, and he had some matches. So he was going to do a very bright thing. He said, I wonder what would happen if I dropped it into the gas. So he lit the match, and he dropped it down, and it went out just as it dropped into the open gas can. So he was spared. Okay. Now, think about some things that you have done. This is not true confession time. We don't need to know it. Think about some things that your friends have done where they did not follow instruction. All right? Verse 8. My son, hear the instruction of your father and forsake not the law of your mother, because there is one commandment that's important to understand, which is the fifth commandment, which is honor your father and your mother, that your days on the earth may be long. Everyone wants to live a long time, right? Yes. Okay. That's how to do it. So here it is right here. Now come down here to verse 10. First thing boys are warned against is gangs. Right here in the book of Proverbs. And what's the biggest problem with youth crime today? Gangs. Now for some, it's very hard to resist because they bring pressure on you. They entice you with different things. Verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. If they say, come with us, let us lie in wait for blood. We will watch secretly for the innocent without cause. That's what gangs do, don't they? Yes, indeed. They steal, they kill, and they have gang fights, right? Yes. Let us swallow them up alive as the grave and whole as those who go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance. We shall fill our houses with plunder. Cast your lot among us, and let us have one purse. My son, do not walk in the way with them. Keep your foot back from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed innocent blood. Now, the MS gang, you ever heard of the MS gang? You only get recognition to start joining it if you mug someone. Then you can come in as a new recruit. In order to go up the ladder, then you must do more and more violent crime, and in order to be accepted by the top of the MS gang so you can be on the inner circle of the local gang, you've got to kill somebody. See, if they would have had this education, if they would have followed what's in the Bible, that wouldn't have happened. But they reject it. So it's up to every youth, every adult, every person to learn the way of God and to live it. All right. Now, another thing is important. Let's come to chapter 2. I'll let you read the rest of chapter 1. But here's what is important. Do not seek instant success. You must build to it. And chapter 2 tells us how to build for success. See? My son, if you will receive my words and treasure up my commandments within you. Now I want you to notice how this comes along. See? This becomes very important. So that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding. Yea, if you cry after knowledge and lift up your voice for understanding. What does all of this show? This shows you have to put yourself out to really want it. See? So if you can, do it. But here's how to do it. Verse 4. If you seek her as silver and search for her as hidden treasure, make your life's occupation from age 13 to 19, to become as educated as you can. And sometimes that means you have got to have education that now you can get online because they're not teaching it in the schools. Now, Jonathan has been very good with his children. He's made sure They've studied. He's made sure they've gone to school. And they have been very successful up to this point. But they've had to work hard. They've had to study hard. And this is what it's all about here when it says, seek it in this manner. Verse 5, then, see, if you're doing these things, then you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find the knowledge of God. And who can give greater knowledge than God? No one. See, because all of the intellect and the elite of the world claiming to know so many things but rejecting God, what do they know? They know nothing. God says they're fools. Then you shall understand the fear of the Lord and find knowledge. For the Lord gives wisdom through his word. Out of his mouth comes knowledge and understanding. And that's what these words are, from God. You know, some people would say, well, if God would come down and tell me to do it, I would do it. Well, the answer is, he already did, and he's recorded it, and it's in the Bible. So if you want to know what God wants you to do, there it is, read it. See? Like one man said, well, if God had come down and tell me to keep the Sabbath, I'd keep it. Oh, God did. He came down on Mount Sinai and he told all the children of Israel, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. It's written there. So that's why God has it written and preserved. Think about this. Now, there are two kinds of successful people in the world. First kind, you can get an overview of that by watching American Greed on CNBC. They appear successful, but they lie and cheat and steal and connive, and they always get in deeper and deeper and deeper. Okay? The other kind of successful people are those who learn of God, know his ways, know his commandments, live according to his truth, and live good, sound, strong, God-fearing, honest lives. And they are successful. They may not be rolling in dough. They may not have a lot of money. They may not have a lot of possessions. But if they know God and know his word, and live their lives the correct way, according to the word of God, all the bases are found here in Proverbs. God gives them wisdom and righteousness, okay? Now, what we're going to do with this project then, is we have our 6 youth proverb books to go with it. We're going to combine the reading of the book of Proverbs with a calendar schedule of what to read on what day. There will be the CD audio. There will be the digital DVD, handheld device, iPad, all of this sort of thing. So that this will be one way that we can help the young people that want to. Anyway, so let's go ahead and take a break.